In previous lesson, we have showed that SuperEnhancer is a platform for several transcription factors that are activated from oncogenic signaling cascade. For studying the role of SuperEnhancer, we can use the luciferase assay for testing the ability of SuperEnhancer in the transcription activation. CRISPR-Cas9 system for testing whether SuperEnhancer is important for transcription regulation. In the article of Marson, the mutation in the non-coding regions creates a SuperEnhancer that activates the oncogene TAL1. Somatic acquisition of insertion in a non-coding region near TAL1 establish a SuperEnhancer that activated TAL1 transcription in TAL-HAL cell. The goal of their study was to assess if genomic alterations affecting cis regulatory elements could activate monoallelic TAL1 transcription in TAL cells lacking TAL or TAL lesion. ChIP-seq relieved aberrantly high density and breadth of histone 3 lysine 27 acetylation from minus 20 kilobase through plus 10 kilobase of the TAL1 TSS in Jurkat cells, but not in other TAL cells or normal human hematopoietic stem cells. The alignment of a gene sequence for two cell lines and patient show a mutation in the sequence. TAL1 expression is tested in this sample. Why is necessary PCR assay? These sequences were actually known to correspond to TAL1 5' proximal enhancer and Jurkat enhancer, a cis regulatory element that TAL1 and other transcription factors bind to promote TAL1 transcription in Jurkat cells. Genomic sequences of Jurkat cells indicated a monoallelic 12 base pair insertion at the sequences within the minus 8 kilobase TAL1. ChIP-seq peak. Monoallelic insertion of 218 base pair were found in 1 out of 8 other TAL lines, MALT3, and 8 out of 146 primary TAL samples, but not in normal cells controls from 2 of the TAL patients. This sequence data indicate that mutation of the TAL1 enhancer, MUT, can be acquired in immature T cell or in cell that differentiated into the T lymphoid lineage. The acetylation profile of the Jurkat MUT suggested that this genomic alteration might create a TAL1 SuperEnhancer. Consistent with this idea, TAL1 mRNA was expressed from only MUT allele in TAL cells from 5 patients with allele-specific polymorphism in their TAL1 3' UTRs. Moreover, each MUT insertion create at least one predictive binding site for the MIB transcription factor. Genomic fragments spanning MUT insertion activated the expression of a luciferase reporter gene in Jurkat cells, while MYC knockout lowered the reporter activation. ChIP-seq demonstrated that the MIB could bind to the MUT insertion in GURCAT and the Maltese cells, but not to corresponding normal region in TL cell line or a primary TL cell. ChIP-seq reads from GURCAT and MALT3 cells further indicated that the MIB bound -8 kilobase pair of the TAL1 TSS on only MUT allele, highlighting that MUT establish a CHIP's regulatory element that drives oncogenic TAL1 transcription. MIB associate this region in cooperation with other transcription factors. Immunoprecipitation assay using antibodies against MIB and Western blot using antibodies against TAL1 show that the MIB associated with TAL1. The same results is obtained if immunoprecipitation anti-TAL1 blot anti-MIB, not shown in the slide. CRISPR-Cas9 assay and ChIP-seq analysis demonstrate that deletion of the wild-type allele had no effect on endogenous TAL1 mRNA levels, but deletion of the mutant allele completely abrogated endogenous TAL1 expression. In addition, deletion of wild-type allele, no effect on H3K27 acetylation signal and the MIB binding, but deletion of the mutant allele completely abrogate H3K27 acetylation signal and MIB binding. What is the specific mechanism for GURCAT cells? Of note, an attempt to delete the MUT insertion in GURCAT cells using CRISPR-Cas9 genomic editing proved unsuccessful due to problems expanding target clones and presumably reflect the dependence of GURCAT cell proliferation on TAL1 protein expression. Consistent with this notion, retrovirus-driven TAL1 expression has enabled the isolation of MUT-deleted GURCAT lines, which express lower level of endogenous TAL1 mRNA related to parental GURCAT cell, demonstrating that MUT is the causative lesion that drives oncogenes TAL1 transcription. Indeed, ChIP-seq of these lines has shown loss of MIB binding and H3K27 acetylation at the TAL1 locus, demonstrating that the GURCAT TAL1 superenhancer requires the MUT inserted MIG binding site for efficient TAL1 transcription. This study to establish the paradigm that somatic mutation of an encoding region can introduce binding site for transcription factor. The binding of the transcription factor in turn establishes a superenhancer, and this is significant because it can then activate oncogenic transcription of an ERB proto-oncogene. Many recent reports describe evidence that specific chromosome structures play important role in the gene control. A core principle that has emerged from these studies is that genes and their regulatory elements typically occur together within specific DNA loop structure, which we have called insulated neighborhoods. Tumor cell expression programs are typically driven by somatic mutation that alter the coding sequence or expression of proto-oncogenes, and identify such mutation in patient genomes is a major goal of cancer genomics. This regulation of proto-oncogenes frequently involves mutations that bring transcriptional enhancers into proximity of these genes. Transcriptional enhancers normally interact with their target genes through the formation of DNA loops, which typically are constrained within large CTCF coenzyme-mediated loops called insulated neighborhoods, which in turn can form clusters that contribute to topologically associating domains, TADs. This recent understanding of chromosome structure lead us to hypothesize that silent proto-oncogenes located within insulated neighborhoods might be activated in cancer cells via loss of an insulated neighborhood's boundary, with consequent aberrant activation by enhancers that are normally located outside the neighborhoods. To test this hypothesis, we used the chromatin interaction analysis by paired hand tag sequences, CHIA-PET, to map neighborhoods and other CIS regulatory interaction in a cancer cell genome. CHIA-PET generates a high resolution 5 kilobase pair chromatin interaction map of site in the genome bound by a specific protein factor. Coenzyme was selected as the target protein because it is involved in both CTCF-CTCF interaction and enhancer-promoter interaction, and has proven useful for identifying insulated neighborhoods. Such CTCF-CTCF loops have been called insulated neighborhoods because disruption of either CTCF-CTCF boundary caused dysregulation of local genes due to inappropriate enhancer-promoter interactions. Consistent with this, the Jurgat chromosome structure data show that the majority of coenzyme-associated enhancer-promoter interaction and points that occur within the CTCF-CTCF loops. These results provide an initial map of the three-dimensional 3D regulatory landscape of a tumor cell genome. The relationship between genes that have been implicated in T-HAL pathogenesis and the insulated neighborhoods, the majority of genes implicated in T-HAL pathogenesis occurred from the cancer gene census and individual studies were located within the insulated neighborhood identified in Jurgat cells. Both active oncogenes and silent proto-oncogenes are located within insulated neighborhoods. TAL1 can be activated by deletion that fuse a promoter less TAL1 gene to the promoter of STEEL, and this was observed in many patient deletions. CRISPR-Cas9 mediated deletion of the TAL1 neighborhood boundary in a human embryonic kidney, EC2093T cells, induced the activation of TAL1 proto-oncogene. In wild-type cells, TAL1 is silenced as indicated by as evidenced by low H3K27 acetylation occupancy and RNA-seq. Deletion of 400 base pair segment encompassing the boundary CTCF site caused a factor of 2.3 induction of the TEL1 transcript, which suggests that the integrity of the neighborhood contributes to the silent state of TEL1. Testing of the role of the neighborhood boundary in other cells and in cars. In these cancers, a considerable fraction of the mutated neighborhood boundary CTCF site were affected by multiple mutation. This article opened the way to the definition of new regulatory unit. Gene regulatory elements and their target genes generally occur within insulated neighborhoods, which are chromosomal loop structures formed by the interaction of two DNA sites bound by CTCF protein and occupied by the coisin complex. Individual chromosomes are partitioned into megacyte TADs, region with relatively high intradomain DNA interaction frequencies as measured by IC chromosome conformation capture data. These TADs, which have similar boundaries in all human cell types examined, have been proposed to constrain enhancer gene interaction because most DNA contacts occur within the TADs. The structuring of the genome helps explain why enhancer gene interaction rarely occur between chromosomes and tend to constrain within mega base site domains. Enhancer bound proteins are constrained such that they tend to interact not only with genes within these CTCF loops. The subset of CTCF sites that form these loop anchors thus function to isolate enhancers and genes within the loop from enhancer and genes outside the loop. For this and other reason, these CTCF DNA loops have been called insulated neighborhoods. The vast majority of enhancer gene interaction occur within insulated neighborhoods. In a dozen loci and in multiple cell types, CRISPR-Cas9 deletion of CTCF binding sites at the anchors of insulated neighborhoods has been shown to produce changes in the expression of genes within the insulated neighborhoods and immediately adjacent to the deleted neighborhood boundary. The finding that cancer cell can activate oncogenes through somatic mutation or epigenetic modification that disrupt insulating neighborhood boundaries provides additional evidence that neighborhood loop anchors have functional insulated properties. While different cell types share very similar insulated neighborhood boundaries, the enhancer gene interaction that occur within the neighborhoods are cell type specific because enhancer activity is cell type specific. TADs are megabase sites domains with relatively high DNA interaction frequency and are identified using hidden Markov model-based analysis of IC chromosome conformation capture data. Two observations argue that TADs are generally composed of and likely structured by insulating neighborhoods. Insulating neighborhoods are a major structuring component of TADs. Comparison of insulating neighborhoods with the loop domains and CTCF contact domains in the same cell type suggest extensive overlap between these structures. For example, 70% of loop domains and 54% CTCF contact domains have the same boundaries as an insulating neighborhood in human lymphoblastoid cells. Differences in experimental and analytical methods can explain many of the differences in loop structures reported by various studies. Indeed, similarities among loop structures are more evident when data are analyzed with increasing stringency. Insulating neighborhoods models provide a new approach to identify the target genes of disease-associated enhancer variation. Tens of thousands of non-coding genetic variants have been linked with various human disease and traits in genome-wide associated studies, and the majority of these variants occur in enhancer. The identification of the target genes of these variants is challenging because proximity-based assign has proven in some cases to be inaccurate. Mapping interactions between enhancer and promoters in disease-relevant cells improves the occurrence of the assignment, but this is not always feasible because isolated neighborhoods tend to be shared by different cell types. Existing maps of insulating neighborhoods should allow investigators to develop a hypothesis regarding the potential target genes of enhancer-associated variation. Insulating neighborhoods are structural and functional units of gene control, are used during development to control the diverse cell identities that contribute to complex animals, form the mechanistic basis of higher-order chromosome structures such as topologically associated domains, TADs, genetic and epigenetic perturbation of neighborhoods boundaries contribute to disease.